जय गोपीजन वल्लभा गिरिवरधारी जय यशोदानंदन ब्रजजन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंदन यशोदान यमुना तीर बन चारि जमुना यमुना तीर बन चारि जमुना राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपीजन वल्लभा गिरिवरधारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदान यमुना तीर बन चारि जमुना यमुना तीर बन चारि जमुना जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा जय गोपीजन वल्लभा गिरिवरधारी जय हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे जय राधा जय कृष्ण बोल राम कृष्ण बोल राम जय कृष्ण बोल राम जय गौर निताय जय गौर निताय गौर निताय जय गौर निताय गौर जय प्रभुपद श्रील प्रभुपद प्रभुपद श्रील प्रभुपद जय प्रभु जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रियराजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सहिति भाइंगशील अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रिवराज काचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्री डिभाइन गिश्ल भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णववृंद की नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंडगिरी गोवर्धन की श्री वृंदावन धाम की श्री श्री नवदीप माया प्रधाम की श्रीमती तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की गंगा जमुना माई की गौर प्रेमानंदी All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glory all to the Guru Angarang ki jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं श्राव्यैतं सावधूतम् परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितां च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये नमो महाबदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते
भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So today we'll be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 5, and text we will read today 20. So please repeat after me. Sa esa Bhagavan Lingais. त्रिभीरे तैरधोक्षजः स्वलक्षित गतिर्ब्रह्मन् सर्वेषां मम चेश्वरः स एष भगवान् लिङ्गः त्रिभीरे धैरथोक्षजः त्रिभिरे तैरधोक्षजः स्वलक्षित गतिर्ब्रह्मन् सर्वेषां मम चेश्वरः स एष भगवन् लिङ्गैः त्रिभिरे तैरधोक्षजः स्वलक्षित गतिर्ब्रह्मन् सर्वेषां मम चेश्वरः सह ही एषः दिस भगवान द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड लिंग ही बाय द सिम्टम्स त्रिभिः बाय द थ्री एतहि बाय ऑल दीज अधोक्षजः The super seer transcendence. Su alakshitaha, veritably unseen. गति मूवमेंट ब्रह्मन ओ नारद सर्वेशाम ऑफ एवरीवन मम माइन च एज आल्सो ईश्वरः द कंट्रोलर ट्रांसलेशन एंड प्रॉपर बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की ट्रांसलेशन ओ ब्राह्मण नारद द सुपर सीयर द ट्रांसडेंटल लॉर्ड इज बियॉन्ड द कंसेप्शन ऑफ मटेरियल सेंसेस ऑफ द लिविंग एंटिटीज बिकॉज ऑफ द एबव मेंशन्ड थ्री मोड्स ऑफ नेचर But he is the controller of everything, including me. Purport. In the Bhagavad Gita 7:24 and 7:25, the Lord has declared very clearly that the impersonalist who gives more importance to the transcendental rays of the Lord as Brahma Jyoti, and who concludes that the absolute truth is ultimately impersonal and only manifests a form at the time of necessity, is less intelligent than the personalist, however much the impersonalist may be entangled in the studying the Vedanta. The fact is that such impersonalists are covered by the above mentioned three modes of material nature. Therefore, they are unable to approach the transcendental personality of the Lord. The Lord is not approachable by everyone because he is curtained by yoga maya potency. But one should not wrongly conclude that the Lord was formerly unmanifested and has now manifested himself in the human form. This misconception of the formlessness of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is due to the yoga maya curtain of the Lord and can be removed only by the Supreme Will, as soon as the conditioned soul surrenders unto him. The devotees of the Lord, who are transcendental to the above mentioned three modes of material nature, can see the all-blissful transcendental form of the Lord with their vision of love in the attitude of pure devotional service. स एष भगवान भगवन लिंगश त्रिभिर त्रिभिर एतर अधोक्षजः स्वलक्षित स्वलक्षित गतिर ब्रह्मन सर्वेषां मम चेश्वर. दिस वर्स इज डायरेक्टली स्पोकन बाय ब्रह्मा जी. As past time I incident this that one day Naradji, the son of Brahma, came near Brahma, and Naradji requested Brahmaji, please impart me transcendental knowledge and especially of the mystery of this creation, especially material creation. And while Naradji was asking, he was very much inquisitive. That time also Naraji told that, I think that you are the supreme controller. You are the most powerful personality, you are the topmost personality. But one thing makes me bewildered. We are moved to become bewildered. Sometimes I see that yourself, Brahmaji, my dear father, you are also worshipping, meditating on someone else. So I wonder whether there is some superior personality than you, bigger than you, greater than you. So far our understanding that you are the supreme person, you are creating, you are maintaining this cosmic manifestation, and towards the end you are the personality who annihilates everything. This is our understanding, but sometimes we become bewildered. How come that we see that you are also worshipping someone else, meditating on someone? So what is the situation, please describe to us, to me. And then Brahmaji corrected Naradji, my dear son, I am not the supreme person. I am subordinate, I am servant, obedient son, servant of the Supreme Personality of God, Lord Vishnu. And even about creation, I am not the supreme creator. Already it is created, Lord has created ingredients for the material cosmic manifestation, and I simply assist him. I am sub-creator, not the main one, not the prominent one. And then Lord Brahmaji explained about mystery of creation, how creation took place, what is the mystery, what is the rahasya of the creation. And one point, the most complicated part of the creation, that by potency of Maya, illusory potency of Krishna, the living entity also becomes part of this creation. Otherwise, a living entity, Nityada Muktam, living entity, it is transcendental, it has nothing to do with material modes of nature. Free from Nityada Muktam, always liberated. Never ever there is a time that living entity was conditioned. Even present is not conditioned, and future there is no any scope for a living entity to be bound by the modes of material nature. Nityada Muktam. I say, what you are talking about? You say, we are liberated on a living entity. So much they are entangled, bound. They have lost their independence. So Naradji has, Brahmaji has explained about the living entity constitutional position. Living entity, transcendental, nothing to do with material nature, free from any bondage. So our bondage, like in Chaitanya Charitamrita described, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabhunaya Srona Adi Suddha Chite Karaya Udaya. Even the perfectional stage of mukti, that called Param Purusha, the supreme goal of life, that achieving, getting the stage of Krishna Prem, Nitya Siddha. And that Krishna Prem is already there in the heart of a living entity. Eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. But due to the potency of, illusory potency of Krishna, a living entity put in a certain condition that though is beyond the modes of material nature, beyond the grips of nature, still he identifies himself as a unconditioned living entity, and same time he is suffering as well. In Vedic literature, living entities, suffering is compared with the suffering of dream. We are comfortable lying on the comfortable soft bed. And sometimes a dreaming condition, a dream serpent is chasing me, or tiger is chasing me, and then lot of we suffer in that sleeping condition. So suffering is there, dukkh is there. Actually, living entity, we are not suffering, no tiger is there, not any snake is there. But as long as we are in sleeping condition, we suffer that dukkha. So likewise, a jiva, free from material nature, most of material nature, completely, absolutely liberated, ever liberated. But due to influence of Maya, we are suffering. Another, and very nicely described, suppose, consider, think about one fish, small fish, Ganga, cold water, flowing water, it was middle of the depth of, very deep depth of, in the depth of Ganga River. One fish was there, and she was, it was suffering the pain of thrust. She was extremely thirsty. It, she feels that her throat will be dry and she will die. In the middle of the water. So this is not the story of the fish. We are in the same condition. We are suffering for sure. From beginning to end, suffering is there. But our suffering is absolutely imaginary, it is not factual. It is not ever possible a fish living in the deep water, trouble of suffering. However, so Brahmaji was trying to, Brahmaji explained the constitutional position of a living entity. Ever free, previous word, Banhanti Nityada Muktam Mainam Purusham Mura. Nature, the help of three modes of material nature, is binds a living entity. And this verse talks about the Supreme Personality of Godhead beyond the perception of the material senses. As long as we are in conditioned stage, there is no question, we can't understand Krishna. And then Srila Prabhupada quotes on very celebrated verse of Bhagavad Gita. A theory, a doctrine maintains that the absolute reality is formlessness of the absolute Brahma Jyoti, like light. It has no any quality, no any guna, nirguna, impersonal. It has no personality and has no any guna, no any quality. We call it impersonalist. And vyaktam, avyaktam vyaktimapannam manyate mam abuddhaya. The less intelligent person thinks the supreme absolute reality is formless, impersonal. And like Brahma Jyoti, Brahma Jyoti simply is light. And they think that the absolute reality, Brahma Jyoti, Nirguna Brahma, for some special purpose, who has assumed the form. Krishna says the people think that I was impersonal, unmanifested, formless, but I have descended in this material world, I have came occasionally, and I have assumed a human form. This is abuddhaya. Krishna doesn't say here less intelligent. Abuddha means not. buddhivi, who has no intelligence, as a foolish person. And that verse talk, param bhavam ajananto, they don't know my supremacy, my param bhav, the supreme quality. In Vedic literature described that very verse, every day we sing in Vrindavan on Mangala Arati, Gopanganangan Chita Binodan Samasta Guna Ganadham. Krishna is a board of all good transcendental quality. All quality, it is dham, the place, house, a storehouse of all good qualities, transcendental qualities. And this impersonalist say that he has no any quality, nirguna, nirvishesh, impersonal. So, in order to refute Brahmaji talking about, by our this material senses, we are not able to, we are not qualified able, qualified enough to perceive the transcendental form, transcendental roop, beautiful form of Sri Krishna. And in Brahmaji, while he was praying, the Brahma Vimohan Leela, one very celebrated pastime, how we can know Krishna? With our material senses, we can't perceive, we can't see, we can't understand Krishna's good quality. But there are some certain process, if we accept that certain process, then certainly we will be able to appreciate, we will be able to understand, we will be able to know the quality, guna of Krishna. Jnane prayasa mudapasya namanta eva jivanti san mukharitam bhavadiya vartam. The devotee, they take shelter of lotus feet of Krishna, and they give up, reject jnane prayas. Prayas means endeavor. Even they don't make any single effort, endeavor to know Krishna. Jnane prayas mudapas. They reject all process of getting knowledge. One thing they do. Namanti, simply they offer their humble and obeisance in the lotus feet of Krishna. They reject all process of obtaining knowledge. They don't make any effort for knowledge. They don't endeavor. Simply they offer their obeisance. Namantayavas, what they simply they go in front of Krishna, in front of deity and fall flat. Namanta eva. So here, naman, here described about offering of senses. In Santi Upalakshan, we should understand that here Brahmaji talking about offering of senses, but it includes all nine processes of devotional service. Though they simply engage themselves in devotional service, and then sthane sthita, what they remain situated in their respective position, and then how they survive, how they maintain their life, san mukharitam bhavadiya varta. Simply they pay attention, hear katha, bhavadiya katha, topics related to you. And those topics must be vibrated, resounded, chanted by San Mukharitam. San Mukharitam, recited by, resounded by, chanted by, vibrated by devotee. Ye prayasa, though you are known as Ajit. Ajit means one who could never be conquered, Ajit. Though you are Ajit, you can't be conquered by anyone, but if the devotee, they engage themselves in the service of your lotus feet, ye prayasah, almost in all cases, circumstanted, they conquered you, they bind you, they know you, they can understand you, they can appreciate your guna, your swabhava, your nature, your beauty. And then Brahmaji also goes on talking that the person Sreya Sritim Bhakti Mudashyate Vibho Klishyantiye Keval Bodhalabdhe. And there are some person, especially impersonalist, Sreya Sritim, the path of all auspiciousness, all benefit, they reject. They don't accept devotional service. Devotional service is considered the path of storehouse of all auspiciousness, all good. And Klishyanti, they take trouble to acquire knowledge. Keval bodhalabdhaye Klishyanti. They take trouble. They make hard labor, endeavor for get transcendental knowledge. Tesham aso, Brahmaji said, for them, towards the end, they get frustrated. And only thing they get, klesh, means misery. An example, comparison, Brahmaji said, sthul tushav ghatina. Sthul means sthul tus, the husk, grain is taken out. Not even a single particle of grain, substance is there in husk. And they collect the husk and husk, they are husking with the intention to get some grain. So they don't get anything, simply some muscle pain. Whether husking the husk, skin of the grain, the towards the end they get completely frustrated, no question of getting any grain because grain is not there, not existing there. Only thing they will get pain, pain in their muscle. So bhakti is the only source. Then Brahmaji also, tathāpi te deva padam bhuja dvaya prasāda lesa anugrihet evahi janāti tattvan bhagavan mahino. By our material effort or even transcendental effort to get, acquire knowledge, we can't perceive the position, we can't see Krishna. We can't appreciate his guna, we can't appreciate nature, we can't appreciate his beauty, his opulence. But if we take shelter, lotus feet of Krishna, and engage our senses in the service of Krishna, and if a living entity's favor are bestowed, or got even a small trace of mercy, tathāpi te deva padam bhuja dvaya prasāda lesa anugrihet evahi. If some devotee, a person is bestowed or gifted or favored by even a slightest trace of mercy of Krishna, that person can understand Krishna very nicely, fully. So process is there. Here Brahma, so is a Bhagavan, Bhagavan Lingahe. Tribhir, we are not able to, though our constitutional position is that we are eternally related to Krishna. We are servant of Krishna, our constitutional position. Besides that, even in this, we are in this material world, Krishna, in order to help us, residing very near to us, right in the heart of every living entity. Ishvara sarvbhutanam hirdeshe arjun tishtati brahmayan sarvbhutani yantra rurhani maya. As a paramatma, super soul, Krishna is living in our heart, within our heart. Still, asa prabhu hirdaya achat abhikari shakal jiva jagadina dukhari. Krishna is present in our heart, very near, and he is willing to, ever ready to help us. Of course, he is there to help us. So our well-wisher, we have come in this awkward position, this material world. Still, Krishna did not give up his affinity towards us. There, accompany us with the intention that any time a living entity may need some help, for that end, for that purpose, Krishna is there in your heart. As a Paramatma, super soul. But the illusion, potency of illusory potency, influence of illusion such that we are suffering. So, next verse Krishna says, how we can become happy? Tameva sharanam gachya sarabhavena bharata. Ishvarah Krishna sarbhuta nam hirdeshe tishthati. Krishna sabhi praniyon ke hirdaya mein paramatma roop se nivas karte hain. Krishna resides in the heart of every single living entity as a super soul, as paramatma. So if someone really interested to get rid from the suffering of material nature, then Krishna advised, tam eva sharanam gachha sarvabhavena bharata. Arjun, just you take shelter of lotus feet of Paramatma who is residing in everyone's heart. By his mercy, tat prasadat, by the mercy of Paramatma, Krishna, tat prasa param santim, you will get everlasting transcendental bliss. Tat prasadat param santim sthanam prapyasi sarvam. And you will be eligible, qualified to enter in the kingdom of God in Vaikuntha planet or Golok planet. So process here, Brahmaji, in this verse particularly, with material senses, as long as we are in this material platform, and even sometimes we may raise as a transcendentalist, and we try to understand Krishna by our own effort, maximum we can appreciate to some extent the Brahma Jyoti, impersonal feature of Krishna, not more than that. If the really you are serious and want to make some progress substantial and take shelter of Jnana Yoga or Karma Yoga, even yoga, so-called mystic yoga process, by that process maximum you can understand the impersonal feature of Krishna, not beyond that. But if someone wants to understand Krishna samast gopanganangan chitta vimohan vinodan samast guna ganadham, Krishna attracts Bhaktivinoda Thakur talk that he has a storehouse, residence of all transcendental good quality, and with those good quality, Krishna enchants, Krishna attracts the gopis, the female residents of Vrindavan. So basically Brahmaji is here described in this verse that our any effort or personal individual effort we can't be understand. Only we can understand if we will favor even by the slightest trace of mercy. That is only way to know Krishna. Otherwise we can't understand Krishna, we can't appreciate the beauty and opulence of Krishna, and as long as we are not attracted, revived or pure Krishna consciousness, we will remain forever in this material existence. Okay, if you have any question or comment. Yes, Mataji.
Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you for your nice class. Thank you for visiting Lacho again. Maharaj, you're saying if you take shelter of the super soul, Paramatma in the heart, your highest realization is an impersonal jyoti? Or you can go beyond that, you wouldn't realize Krishna personal form?
In the 18th chapter, Krishna described, Ishvara sarbhutanam hridyeshe tishtati. Addressing Krishna, O Arjuna, my dear friend, Ishvara, the controller, he is residing in everyone's heart. And next verse, tam eva sharanam gachha. You take shelter of Paramatma, tam in him. Krishna, I am staying, living in your heart as a super soul. Simply you take shelter. Tat prasadat. By his mercy. Prasad means mercy. By his mercy. Tat prasadat param santim. It is in superlative degree. Par, partar, partam. Param shanti, that is called supreme perfectional stage of Krishna Prem. Param shanti, param shanti, highest perfectional supreme peace, shanti you will get. And same time, asthanam and place are. The Krishna Prem are the supreme, nothing is beyond that. Param Santim, Param Bhaktim you will get towards the end after quitting this material body. You will eligible, qualified enough to get that place, means Goloka, Vrindavan. Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, directly, frankly, and very clear, with all the stress, Krishna, tam eva sharanam gachha, you go, gach means please go, tam eva, not other birth, only you are supposed to take shelter exclusively to him. Tameva sharanam vachya sarvahavena bharata. It Sanskrit acha. Tam means him, eva sharanam, sarnam, serita, gacha, go. Sarvahavena, in all respect, tat prasada, by his mercy, sthan. Param santim. Param Santi means it is in superlative degree. Supreme, highest perfectional stage in Krishna consciousness. Prem, Shuddha Prem, you will get. Here, Brahma, taking shelter, Brahmaji, little mile. Take shelter and engage your senses in the service of Krishna. Here Brahmaji talks, namanti, offering of senses at the beginning, but it includes all nine process of devotional service. So if we will accept the authority of Krishna, Krishna says, Tat prasadat param shanti. Certainly, we can get that position. Of course, there, one says, no difference between Krishna and Paramatma. Krishna as our well-wisher, in order to help us. We are in such an awkward place. Any point, any moment, we may need some help. For that, if he is living a golok, may it will take time to help us. So immediately, instant, in order to help instantly, immediately, Krishna is there, very near, within our heart. It is his sauhard. Sauhard means, I mean, very good affinity towards us. Krishna is there in our heart. Okay.
Hare Krishna. Okay. Is that better? Hare Krishna. What is Krishna form that we are supposed to worship?
Can you please repeat? I could not get precisely.
What is Krishna's form that we are supposed to worship?
Venum kalantam arvinda dalayataksham Supreme Father, the son of Nand Maharaj, son of Mother Yashoda, Venum kalantam. A little description of Krishna Father. Always in his fingers he is holding a flute. Not only Venu Kanantam, this part. Venu means Bansi, Kanantam means vibrating. Venu Kanantam, Arbinda Dalaya Taksham. He has such a beautiful eyes. Arbinda, like petals of lotus flower. Of course, lotus flower has borrowed beauty from Krishna's eyes. Venu kalantam arvind dalaya taksham. What is next word? Varahavatamsa. And Krishna is far. There is peacock feather in his hair. Varahavatamsa masitam dusun. And you want to know about his color, like fresh blackish monsoon cloud. This part. Venum kalanta marabinda dalaya taksham varahavatamsa masitam budasundarangam. Really you are interested, supreme for Brahmaji, son of Nanda Maharaj. Bansi vibhu sitkarat. Finger, palm is always decorated with flute. Bansi vibhu sitkara navani radabhat. You are talking about his color. It is blackish blue or bluish black color, huge. And pitambar, you are talking about dress, the yellowish yellow. The cloth resembles the color of molten gold. Of course, gold itself has borrowed a very insignificant amount of yellowish color from Krishna's cloth, pitambar. So, supreme form, this Krishna, Nanda Nandan, or say Yashoda Nandan, you want to know his business, what he does. Every single day comes out from Nandagram along with cowherd boy and goes in forest of Vrindavan, in order to herding the cow, grazing the cow, protecting the cow. This supreme power. And very nicely, Krishna's beauty is described by the gopis. They themselves have described the beauty, transcendental beauty of form. वो कैसे भर जाता है वेणु गीत फिफ्थ भर्स बरहा पीडम नटवर बपु कर्णयो कर्णिकारम बिभ्रद वासह कनक कपिशम वैजयंतीम चमाला रंध्रान वेणु रधर सुधया पूरयन गोप वृंदे वृंदारण्यम सपदर्भम प्राविशद गीत कीर्ति गोपी है डिस्क्राइब that beautiful form, while Krishna entering the forest along with, he is surrounded by the cowherd boys, his friend, and such a beautiful form, Barahavatansa. So nice, if someone really interested to hear in Bhagavad Gita describe, Bhagavatam describe that. For okay, I think we are getting late here, I should stop. So anyhow, Prajipal,
Haribol Maharaj,
let it be the last question.
Somebody asks me, why the soul can see the super soul within the heart? What is stopping the soul from seeing the super soul and also interact with, you see? I was asked that question.
How come that a living entity doesn't feel the presence of super soul?
Or see it.
Yeah. It's so near. How? What wrong has gone? I understand. I perceive, I feel your presence in the room. But how can Krishna is there, right in the heart. How come that a living entity doesn't feel the presence of super soul in your heart? Brahmaj, when Brahmaj was about creation, so very briefly, the living entity is eternal, full of bliss, full of knowledge. How that illusory potency of Krishna, he has bound, put in such a illusion, such a ignorance. So, we are also parcel of Krishna, living, and same time the Maya, Yoga Maya or Mahamaya, she is also the servant of Krishna. And she is personally trained by Krishna, personally empowered by Krishna, and authorized by Krishna to make a living entity bewildered. So when creation, Brahmaji created the whole cosmic manifestation, and it was a duty to bewilder a living entity. At that, Mahamaya summoned every ounce of her energy, every ounce of her expertise to make bewilder this living entity. And she was successful on her part due to her influence, due to influence of illusory energy of Maya. We are put, and a really very strong. We are also a strong living entity. But especially she is empowered. She is authorized. She is trained personally by Krishna to bewilder us. And for that reason, she summoned, gathered every ounce of her energy to bewilder us. So she has bewildered. Devi Hesha Gunamai Mam Maya Duratya Bhav in Krishna. Devi Hesha Mam Gunamai मम माय कृष्ण दूसरे की शक्ति ने मम इट इज माई माया मी मोस्ट पावरफुल पर्सनालिटी व्हेन आई वाज मियरली 7 years ओल्ड बॉय आई हैज कैपेसिटी आई हैज एबिलिटी आई हैज पावर टू लिफ्ट गोवर्धन सच ए बिग माउंटेन हिल ऑन द टिप ऑफ माई लिटिल फिंगर आई एम पावरफुल एंड दिस माया इज माई माया मम माया दुरत्या डिफिकल्ट टू ओवर सो इट इज डन वी आर बिविल्ड वी आर पुट इन इग्नोरेंस कृष्ण इज सो नियर एंड डियर बट इट इज पोटेंसी ऑफ माया पावर ऑफ माया प्रभाव ऑफ माया दैट वी डोंट फील द प्रेजेंस We are not appreciating His Krishna's beauty. We are not able to appreciate His swabhav towards us. Millions of times, we also have love, devotion, love for Krishna. But in comparison to our love towards Krishna, Krishna, millions of times, Krishna is loving us, His swabhav. But between us, Krishna and us, Maya, and that Maya is very powerful, trained by Krishna, empowered by Krishna, authorized by Krishna to bewilder us. So, and she has done her best, she successfully to bewilder us. So, due to influence of illusory potency of Krishna, we don't feel the presence of Krishna in our okay, I think we are getting it. Srila Prabhupada ki granthra srimad bhagavatam.